Have you ever participated in an online challenge? One of the most popular ones I remember was the Ice Bucket Challenge. It went viral in 2014 for the purpose of raising awareness and donations for the fight against the disease ALS. You probably remember it very well and may have done it. My girls had to do it because it was just too much fun and their best friends challenged them. Videos with the hashtag Ice Bucket Challenge were everywhere. All over the world on social media. Both kids and adults were dumping buckets of ice water on their heads. It was great. Once they did it, they sent out a challenge to someone else to do the challenge within 24 hours, or they could forfeit the challenge by giving a donation to the cause. It received so much attention, and that year alone, as a result, $220 million was raised for the ALS Association. Since then, challenges pop up all the time. Some are only for online fun to get funny videos of people doing dumb stuff, while others are more intentional to raise awareness. Or you might take a workout challenge to lose some of those added pandemic pounds. YouTube, the online video sharing platform, has made video challenges popular for kids. Currently, there are like 35 trending challenges you can video yourself doing and then share it with the world. My girls love them. You can do the 100 layer challenge where you put 100 layers of something on your body. I saw someone put 100 layers of glue on their face. Nice. Another challenge is a fun one I actually did as a kid, the Not My Hands Challenge, where someone is behind you and you use their hands, not your own, to do something like decorate a cake or put on makeup. Obviously, people have a lot of time on their hands. But with all this talk of challenges, I wanted to throw one out to you. I'm calling it the Taste and See Challenge. That's hashtag taste and see. All you have to do is read the book of John. Are you up for it? Why would I challenge you to read the book of John? Here's why. Psalm 34:8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. I want you to know that the Lord is good, and you can find peace and refuge in him. Now, you may know Jesus or you may not, but either way, do you know he is good? If you only describe your faith as fire insurance, you're missing the fullness of what it means to know Jesus. If you hear about faith and want nothing of it, or maybe you simply think people who follow Jesus are drinking the Kool-Aid or ignorant sheeple, then you definitely don't know the freedom, purpose, and peace that comes with trusting Jesus. Maybe you do know Jesus and have been on a faith journey, but you're just weary and struggling in these dark days to have hope. This challenge is for you as well, because as you taste and see he is good, you'll be blessed as you find refuge in him. Will you take the challenge? Starting today, get to know Jesus and read the Gospel book of John. You may think you know Jesus. Well, dig in deeper and discover more. I dare you. John is only 21 chapters long, and it's the account of Jesus' life through the eyes of his best friend. In John chapter 7, Jesus says, "Anyone who thirsts, let him come to me and drink." I can tell you right now, nothing in this world can satisfy your soul like Jesus. So are you up for the Taste and See Challenge? People come to know Jesus in a variety of ways. You'll read about many as you go through the chapters of John. Maybe, just maybe, you'll discover the one thing John wanted everyone who read his letter to know, that Jesus, the Son of God, came to the earth to save all who believe in him. That's the truth. Taste and see that the Lord is good. I'm Lori Klein.